Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled Whispers of Willow Manor. Nestled at the edge of a small town of Maplewood stood a grand, though aging, structure known as Willow Manor. For years it had been abandoned, leaving its once vibrant gardens to tangle into chaos and its majestic halls to gather dust and echo with the passage of time. The mansion had long been the subject of local folklore, with townspeople whispering tales of its haunted past, claiming they could hear strange murmurs carried on the wind. It was on a crisp autumn morning that Eleanor Sinclair first laid eyes on Willow Manor. Her heart throbbed with a mix of excitement and trepidation. Eleanor had always been drawn to history, the stories hidden within old walls, and she saw in this dilapidated manor a canvas awaiting her rejuvenating touch. Having recently inherited a significant sum from her late grandmother, she invested in the manor, her imagination filled with visions of restoring its former glory. Eleanor moved in amidst the whispers of concerned townspeople, their warnings cloaked in the guise of neighborly advice. She brushed them aside, attributing their tales to overactive imaginations and local myths. However, the first night in the manor dispelled her skepticism. As the midnight winds howled and the moonlight cast eerie shadows across the walls, Eleanor awoke to a soft, persistent murmur. She lay still in her bed, straining her ears. The sound was like a gentle breeze passing through the halls, yet distinctly formed into words. Words she couldn't quite understand. Intrigued rather than frightened, Eleanor rose from her bed, her bare feet padding softly on the cold wooden floors as she followed the whispers. The murmuring led her to the library, a cavernous room lined with towering bookcases filled with dusty tomes. As she entered, the whispers intensified, swirling around her like a delicate dance. Eleanor felt an inexplicable urge to reach for a particular book, an ancient volume bound in cracked leather. As her fingers closed around its spine, the whispers ceased. With trembling hands, Eleanor opened the book to discover a diary penned by one of the manor's previous residents, Lady Margaret Ashford, who had lived nearly a century prior. The pages spoke of a secret passage hidden behind the library's walls, a passage leading to a room long forgotten by time. Eleanor spent the following days uncovering the manor's secrets, hidden rooms, mysterious artifacts, and stories of love, betrayal, and loss revealed themselves, all corresponding to the whispered tales of Lady Margaret. Each discovery seemed to correspond with the whispers, guiding her to uncover yet another piece of the manor's hidden heart. As the days turned into weeks, the whispers grew more frequent and distinct, sometimes sounding as though they were issuing pleadings or warnings. Eleanor, now irrevocably intertwined with the manor's past, began to understand the whispers were not meant to frighten, but to enlighten. One stormy night, the whispers urged her towards the attic, where she found a painting of Lady Margaret, her eyes filled with an expression that seemed to convey gratitude and peace. Realizing that the whispers had been the voice of Lady Margaret all along, Eleanor felt a profound connection to the spirit of the manor. It was then she understood the whispers for what they truly were, not warnings nor invitations, but a call to remember and honor the lives that had come before. Eleanor vowed to preserve their stories, ensuring Willow Manor would stand not just as a historic edifice, but as a testament to the tales and souls that had shaped its very foundations. With each whispered secret unveiled, Eleanor felt a sense of belonging, as if she had finally come home. As she worked to restore Willow Manor, the whispers became less frequent, their purpose fulfilled. Yet on quiet nights when the wind rustled through the towering oaks, Eleanor could still hear the faintest echo of the whispers, comforting and familiar, guiding her forward. And this has been a bedtime story. Good night.